欢迎大家又来收听潘基杰尼告诉你 Happy Thanksgiving, guys. It's me, Spencer.
大家好，我是 Jenny.
Hey, guys, I'm Adam.
When was the last time the three of us were on the show together?
Oh, man, it's been forever. It's been ages.
对，这快一年了哈，让我也是感触颇多，因为快到感恩节了，我们今天三个人就来了，跟大家说说我们，就是很感谢大家，对不对？然后最主要我也要感谢Adam 和 Spencer 两位一下。那今天呢，我们三个开言的主播跟大家送上这集感恩节的特辑，除了要告诉你一些美国还有加拿大的感恩节传统呢，最主要就是要说说我们的心里话，说说我们对大家的感恩、感激、感谢和爱，对不对？
那说感恩节的特技，我觉得特技就是火鸡。
火鸡 ，Yeah, I was thinking the same thing.
就是火鸡。
你们让大家先关注我们公众号一下，好吧？再说火鸡。如果你想看漂亮的感恩节火鸡配图，然后火鸡的 recipe 做法，请大家到我们的微信公众号"开言英语"，开放的开，语言的言，回复感恩或者感恩节就行了。Okay, so to kick things off, 首先说一说感恩节英语叫做
Well, Thanksgiving.
这个 Thanksgiving 其实我们拆开来也可以说，就是在感恩节的这一天。So on Thanksgiving, we can give thanks, 对不对？
Yeah, that's right. And what do we give thanks to, Adam?
Oh, we give thanks to God.
God, really?
没有，我以前以为感恩节是 like Christian holiday, 但其实不是的，是吧？
现在呢，如果你是有信仰的还是没有信仰的， you know, everyone can celebrate, 人们都可以庆祝Thanksgiving, right?
然后这个是美国感恩节的起源，然后我也是到后来才知道 What? There's a Canadian Thanksgiving on a different day, 是吧？
That's right,
yeah. hey, so I know what the origin of the American Thanksgiving holiday is. What about the Canadian Thanksgiving holiday? Is there like a special story where you Canadians, had dinner with the Indians like we did apparently?
We didn't have any dinner. I wish there were a more interesting story. It's just that 100 years ago, I think we just needed a holiday in October. So they just said, well, Thanksgiving sounds good.
Nice.
没有，因为我后来读到是说 Thanksgiving 刚开始都是什么庆祝丰收嘛。So they're celebrating harvest. 对，
yeah,
然后。
And also because, I mean, if you think about it, Canada is, you know, well, the whole country is north of America, except for Alaska. So the harvest is going to be earlier.
It's sooner, yeah. It's colder. Yeah, exactly.
美国的感恩节和加拿大的感恩节到底是几月几号？ It kind of changes every year, 对吧？因为它不在几月几号，而是说第几个星期几什么的。
That's right. So it's 没有什么固定的 like 日期 like a date. It's a fixed day rather. It's always the fourth Thursday of November.
就是美国的感恩节是11月的第四个星期四，是吧？
That's right.
Adam, what about the Canadian Thanksgiving?
Well, it's in October. It's early October, I guess, second Monday.
那我讲，虽然你们两国的 Thanksgiving 感恩节日期不一样哦，但是还是有很多相同的，是吧？比如吃的东西 ，the Thanksgiving dinner, the Thanksgiving feast, 是不是都要火鸡吃火鸡的、
Yeah, unless you're a vegetarian like Adam, in which case you would eat
tofurkey.
Tofurkey. Yeah.
我们先这个 tofurkey 这个东西，我们等一下跟大家解释啊。先来说说 turkey 火鸡。这火鸡其实因为我们中国吃的不是很多，然后就是很多中国人可能对火鸡的印象就是想想它这么大 ，we think maybe the meat is very tough, very dry, 肉很老，然后。后来直到我这吃了火鸡以后才发现啊 it really just depends on how you make it. 就是烧得好的话里面还是 very juicy, 很多汁 very tender, 很嫩的是吧
Yeah, well, I'd say that turkey, it's, how should I say, I think it's kind of easy to mess up a turkey. like,
很容易 mess up, 就很容易搞砸煮砸是吧
Yeah, that's right. I've been to quite a number of, I feel like, Thanksgiving dinners where the turkey was a little too dry, you know? whereas I think other types of food are a little more forgiving. Like maybe you don't fully cook it properly, but it still tastes good.
Adam 现在很 silent, 他一句话不说因为你多久没吃过真正的火鸡了
Well, don't forget that turkey is not the only thing that people eat on Thanksgiving.
Yeah,、mm. there's Brussels sprouts, right? 可以吃那个像那个迷你卷心菜一样的东西。
So Adam, what's your favorite Thanksgiving dish?、
Does dessert count?
Yeah, of course, man.
Oh, and pumpkin pie, for sure.
Pumpkin pie, got to do with the ice cream. Ice cream or no ice cream?
Yeah, no, just a little scoop of vanilla.
Yeah, there we go.
但我们也要说说前面那个 Spencer 说的 Adam 这样素食主义者可以吃一种叫 tofurkey 的东西。那我们让 Adam 自己来解释给大家听吧。
Well, it's a portmanteau, right? One of our...favorite words here, the portmanteau. So we got tofu and turkey in there. And actually, it's pretty good. It's a pretty good brand, and they make a lot of pretty good stuff. But like I said before, Thanksgiving has so many other delicious things to eat. Mashed potatoes, vegetables, the pie. You don't really need to eat the turkey.
This is true.
Oh, so tofurkey, 它是一个品牌,对吧?他们就是专做豆制品的、就给素食主义者的东西。哎、那这个、因为我们中国有素鸡嘛 ,Adam 吃过吗、
Oh, of course.
Yeah, tofurkey 真的它会长成像一个给它做像一个火鸡的样子还是 it's just like the texture and the taste?
The texture is exactly the same as the suji that you guys have.
真的?
It's maybe packaged a little better, maybe presented a little better.
I remember years ago, I worked at when I was 18, I worked at an organic food store. So yoji shi.Anyway, so a lot of vegetarians would shop there. They were very, 他们特别特别讲究吃的 very picky and selective when it comes to food. And they actually had a tofurkey that was basically it was in the shape of a gigantic turkey.
Sure.
You could,
对。
Yeah, yeah.
这一定要的。你去过上海有一个素食馆叫功德林吗？
Yeah.
功德林我觉得
是我们一个老字号它有素的松鼠鱼然后它就完全做就跟一个真的松鼠鱼一样我这次回上海一定要请你去还能请 Adam 去、就我们三个可以吃到一起
哇
可以啊可以
我们这次去看一下好吧好好我们讲了很多这个的 Thanksgiving 吃的还有 stuffing 就这个鸡肉火鸡肚子还要塞什么面包干之类的反正各种各样的精彩大家都可以到微信推送里面去看我们最后还是回到正题 Thanksgiving 最重要的是 its significance its meaning 它的寓意那既然说到感恩感谢反正我们三个就是好不容易一起录个节目就是因为我们现在就是天各一方 We're in different parts of the world 对吧
Right
Right
我和 Adam 都在加拿大都在温哥华然后呢Spencer 在上海但是 Spencer 之前会回美国
Jenny 和 Adam 我想对你们说无论你们是在什么国家你们一直在我心里
这也正是我想跟你说的
很感谢你们
啊好肉麻
so corny 没有我就是
但是是真的是真的
那我今天就想特别跟大家说的就是not only on this day not only on Thanksgiving actually every single day I wake up just being incredibly thankful for 就是 be thankful for something 就我很感恩很感激然后另外也可以说 be grateful for 是吧
yeah, that's right grateful
yeah I am so thankful for you guys 就是 Spencer Adam 然后我所有的同事你们还没有离开你们很信任我因为
离不开你
是吗 我太开心了。没有，因为我觉得人生的际遇就是怎么说呢，我们是一个很小的公司，开源英语，对吧？我们只有十多个人，因为我自己今年个人的生活，今年对我来说也是改变特别大的一年。我离开自己的家乡，离开了父母，离开了我的公司，我的团队，我所有的用户，因为到了加拿大温哥华，因为我先生是这个人，然后他想回来，然后我们的孩子也过来上学，然后我其实去年搬之前，那时候 Spencer 已经回美国了嘛，然后 Adam 知道，我就跟公司同事说的时候，我就在办公室里哭得稀里哗啦，因为我是完全不知道这一年会怎么样，然后我想说大家还会来上班吗？对，我们的用户怎么办呀？就是 ，But I just, oh, I am, 我再说我又要哭了。我就是反正浓缩成一句话，先要谢谢 Spencer， 谢谢 Adam， 谢谢你们很信任我，很支持我。我们认识了这么多年，我心里真是对你们说不出的感谢。然后还有我们的用户们，就是有了你们才有我们能够继续的为大家做课程做下去，然后也因为有你们的信任、喜爱和支持，给我们动力，然后也很实在的说，给我们有 resource、有资源、有资金，能够留住像 Adam Spencer 这样的优秀的主播们，然后能让开言做得更好。所以这个就是我想跟大家说的，我每一天都。I'm just full of gratitude and thankfulness. 谢谢你们，谢谢我们的用户。Well,
feeling is mutual, Jenny. Thank you.
对，然后 对，我就说到这儿了。接下来，我想大家也很希望听 Spencer 和 Adam， 你们两个各自说一个你们今年特别感恩的事情，好不好？
Oh man, there's a lot to be thankful for, to be honest. You know, it hasn't been the easiest year, for me. But I'm thankful that, you know, I have my health. I have, you know, and despite, you know, having dealt with, quite a few difficult things this year, I realized that there's so many people in the world that have it much more difficult than me, you know. So comparatively speaking, I feel very grateful for who I am and the people that I know, and you know, and to be able to share these experiences with those people, including you guys, of course. So, yeah.
对，因为今年我就常听我们节目，还有我们的会员知道 ，Spencer 的妈妈她生了一场大病，对吧？然后就她回美国很久，然后现在妈妈就是。情况还挺 stable， 挺稳定的，对吗？所以我特别喜欢你刚刚说 you're thankful for who you are， 就是其实也感恩自己，
yeah.
因为自己很坚强，
yeah.
是吧？
Yeah, and I'm also thankful that my, you know, I mean, despite my mom isn't doing as well as before, I mean, she's still around. So
对对对，是的，是的。
You know what I mean?
所以你接下来 Christmas, you're going home, right? 去陪陪妈妈。
Yeah, exactly. So, very succinctly put, I'm thankful for friends and family and all the awesome experiences I've had in my life.
然后最后 Adam 呢？
Jeez, how am I going to top that?
Yeah.
Well, I think it's really important that, you know, although Thanksgiving is the day when we want to express our thankfulness, our gratitude, I think it's very important just to try and do that on other days as well, because as both of you guys have said, there's so much to be thankful for. There's so much to be grateful for every single day.
Yeah, no, it's true. It's really true.
If I did have to choose something that I was particularly grateful for, it would be Bitcoin.
比特币，你这东西现在咱们中国都打击了，你真不要在节目里再大声宣张。据说他今年，据说你今年买比特币好像赚了不少钱，是吧？OK, nice. 那你请我们吃饭吧，我们回到家。
OK, yeah, we'll go to 功德林 my
吃个素的松鼠鱼哈。OK, 谢谢大家对我们今年的支持，然后我们明年会继续给大家带来更优质的英语学习内容，更优质的英语学习体验。然后最后还要说的就是，我们三个好不容易又要 physically be together, 哎 ，talking about a reunion， 我们上次说什么复合啊什么的，因为我们十二月是六号还是七号，反正是十二月的第一个周六，我们开研会在上海举办一场小型的用户见面会，然后呢，我们在我们的服务号订阅号都会发相关的信息，嗯 ，Spencer、Adam 和我都会去跟大家见面，所以哎，特别特别开心吧，就是现在到很远的地方还有机会能回来跟大家见个面，所以谢谢大家的支持。What are you thankful for this year？ 你今年感谢谁？感谢什么都可以在我们的留言里面跟我们分享。 We hope you have a great Thanksgiving， 然后每一天生活里都充满了感恩和感激。 Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time. 再见。
再见。
Bye guys.
Bye.